I in English. 好，大家知道我在这个礼拜五晚上的时候，我们不是有分很多查经小组吗？
And as many of you know that we divide the congregation into many groups on Friday nights.
然后我带的那个小组就是新人组，所以很多就是学生他们是从来没有进过教会的。
And for me, the group that I lead is for new students who are here for the first time.
所以呢，他们不是基督徒，他们就常常就会问一些有关他们好奇的一些问题，对于这个信仰。
Because they're still non-believers, so they will have the freedom to ask whatever questions they want as relevant to this faith.
那么其中有一个很常问的一个问题呢，就是他们很常问的一个问题就是，基督教跟天主教有什么不一样？
One of those many questions that I hear often is that, what's the difference between Catholics and Christians?
然后呢，当然我也会问他们问题，我希望去激发他们思考的一些问题。
And of course, as the group leader, I will also ask them questions too, because I want them to start thinking.
所以其中一个问题我问他们呢，就是你觉得人生的目的是什么？
And one of the many questions that I ask them is that,What do you think the purpose of life is?
那么新来的学生通常就会回答说，经历人生咯，找寻幸福咯，或者是为自己的理想而活。
And for those newcomers, they usually have very similar answers. For example, to experience life, to pursue happiness, or to live for your dream, etc.
这个问题我时常问新人的原因，是因为我希望打开他们的眼界，让他们看到除了有限的人生以外呢，还有永恒。
The reason why I ask those students this question is because I hope by this question I will be able to broaden their horizon and also to let them see that beyond this life that we're living in, there's also eternity.
这个问题呢，我比较不会拿去问基督徒。
Normally, I don't use this question to ask my fellow Christian brothers and sisters.
我们基督徒做久了之后，可能也不会再去想这个问题了。
And as Christians for long ourselves, we might even forget to ask this question to ourselves too.
所以，我想今天再把这个很重要的问题再拿出来讨论。
Therefore, I want to bring this question out so that we can start having a discussion for it again.
我们信主前可能是有一套答案，信主之后可能有所改变，信主很多年以后。可能再度需要被挑战。
So there are three phases. Before you believe in God, you probably have a set of answers to the question I asked earlier. If you convert, if you believe in Christ, you might have a little bit of changes to your set of answers. But if you have believed in God for a very, very long time, your set of answers might be challenged.
Might need to be challenged again. 好，今天的这个正道呢，其实是一个读书分享。
Today my sermon is about a sharing I had from a book I read recently.
最近我在看的就是一个基督徒作家叫做毛乐奇写的，叫做《叫耶稣让耶稣帮你带小孩》。
Recently I read a book. The book's name is called Raising Kids with Truing God: Christian Parenting in a Postmodern World.
这本书讲的主要就是呢，基督徒的父母除了带小孩上教会以外，还应该怎么样以神的眼界来建造自己的孩子。
This book talks about how Christian parents should have the mindset from God to build up their children besides bringing them to church regularly.
那么刚刚我问的这个问题就是说，基督徒的人生目的是什么？这是这本书里面其中一章的内容，加上我自己的一些感想。
So the question I proposed earlier, what's the purpose of life? It's actually one chapter from this book, and then I'm going to add some of my understanding and also impression from my reading.
所以回到我们刚刚一开始的问题就是呢，基督徒人生的追求是什么呢？跟没有信主的人应该有什么不一样呢？
Okay, so back to my original question, what should a Christian pursue in his or her life, and how should it be different versus to those who don't believe in God?
箴言二十九章十八节说：“没有异象，民就放肆；唯遵守律法的，变为有福。”
In Proverbs 29:18, it says, "Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction."
毛乐奇对于这一节经文的诠释呢，他说：“这个异象也可以翻译成视野或者是眼界。所以，当我们没有。”一个从上帝来的视野或眼界，我们的人生就容易随着世俗的潮流载浮载沉。
The author's illustration for this verse is that he says that revelation here can be seen as perspective or outlook. When we don't have a perspective or outlook from God, it's easy for us to fluctuate as the secular trend affects us.
我们人生的视野跟眼界为何呢？有没有去想过呢？
So, have you ever thought about what that outlook or what that perspective should be?
是不是只是为了自己跟家人可以有一个舒适的生活呢？
Is that all about being able to provide a comfortable life for your family?
这节的第二个部分讲到为遵守律法的变为有福，那么这个律法又是什么呢？
And the second half of this verse talked about wisdom's instruction. What is that wisdom's instruction?
保罗把基督徒的生命比喻做一个战场，在他生命的最后，他说：“那美好的仗我已经打过了。”
The Apostle Paul mentioned Christian's life as a metaphor for war zone, and he mentioned at the end of his life saying that I have fought the good fight.
如果我们的生命是一个战场，那我们是为谁而战，又是为何而战呢？
If our life is indeed a war zone, who are we fighting for, and what are we fighting for?
还是我们早已经退居后方，让少数的人在前面浴血奋战呢？
Or have we already retreated at the back and only having a few fighting in blood at the front line?
保罗也把生命比喻成一场马拉松比赛，在他生命的最后，他说：“当跑的路我已经跑尽了。”
Paul also described life as a marathon race. At the end of his life, he said that I have finished my race.
那我们还在比赛里面吗？还是已经坐在路边休息，等着比赛结束
？So today, are we still in the match, or are we already resting at the side of the road?
基督徒的人生追求是什么呢
？So what should a Christian pursue in life?
也许我们要先问一个问题，就是上帝创造万物的心意是什么
？But before we approach that question, I want to ask you another question, and the other question is that what's God's mind in creation?
我们的人生必然是要立基于上帝对世界的心意。
Our mind has to be built upon God's mind for the world.
上帝创造世界一开始是美好，中间当然发生了罪，世界堕落。
So when God created everything at the very beginning, it was meant to be perfect. But then, of course, sin happened, and then the world fell apart.
可以说是一个 detour 哈，绕路，就是到最后还是要回到正路上面。
But that fallen world or the sin that happened is actually only a detour. At the end, we still need to come back to the very beginning, that perfection.
将来耶稣再来的时候，世界被恢复成原本神创造的美丽面貌。
So when Jesus comes back again, the world will be restored into its perfection as intended at the very beginning.
在创造跟上帝作王统治中间，就是我们的人类历史。
So between creation and God's sovereign reign, what's in between is called human history.
也是中间就是非常短的一段时间。
And this is a very short span of time.
我们知道跟无限长的时间比起来，这是一个数学概念，对不对？跟无限长比起来呢，中间人类历史根本就是等于不存在的。
Because if we compare this very short span of time called human history with this infinite eternity,This short span of human history is almost like non-existent.
永恒里面才是美好的世界，上帝的荣耀跟参与其中的人类。
The perfection of this world, the glory of God, and those who are taking part of it only exist in eternity.
上帝原本创造万物的美好心意是什么呢？
So what's God's original mindset as He created everything?
第一件事情要人按着上帝的心意去治理这个世界。
First of all, God wants the man may rule over the world.
我们都有读过这些经文，非常熟悉了哈。创世纪第一章二十八节。
So in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28,
神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满全地，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
然后还有另外一节经文就是二章十五节，耶和华将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
Another verse from Genesis is from chapter 2, verse 15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
上帝对亚当的心意不是为了自己的生存而去剥削其他人跟这个世界的资源。
So as you can see here that the mindset that God had for Adam was not for him to survive by exploiting others and also resources in the world,
而是要治理这个世界。
But to take care of it.
上帝没有告诉亚当说吃喝快乐吧。
God didn't tell Adam saying that, "All right, now you eat and drink as you desire."
而是让亚当在生养众多的同时，要治理跟管理这个世界。
Instead, he wants Adam to increase in numbers and at the same time take care of the world.
这边有没有看到一个平衡？就是如果上帝只说你生养众多吧，那就是其他的我们可以利用啦，来让我们延续我们的生命跟我们的子孙，但是又不是只有这样说，后面还有说要治理这个世界。
So you see there's a balance. God didn't only say that go increase in number. If you go increase in number without taking care of it, you can use whatever you want and to just fulfill the purpose of increasing in number. But here as the second part, God also mentioned that you need to take care of it as you increase in number.
所以上帝创造这个世界的心意，第一件事情是上帝要我们他的人民按着上帝的心意去治理这个世界。
So the first purpose for God to create this world and as for Adam is to have Adam to take care of the world and to rule over it.
第二个，上帝的心意是什么？要属于他的人赐福万民。
And the second purpose of the creation and for Adam is that God's people may bless the nations.
创世纪十二章一到二节，这是神给亚伯兰的应许，你要离开本地本族本家，往我所要指示你的地去，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福，地上的万族都要因你得福。
So here in Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 through verse 3 it talked about the promises that God gave to Abraham. The Lord has said to Abraham, go from your country, your people and your father's household to the land and I will show you. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
好，在这个经文里面我仔细看的时候发现有三个命令跟三个应许。
If you look at these three verses very carefully, you will be able to identify that there are three promises and also three commandments.
好，现在我要来问一问大家了，你们认为三个命令是什么？
So what do you think those three commands are?
第一个
First、
uh-huh, 对 Thank you、yeah. 离开，对不对？离开本地、
so、
本族本家
you have to leave your land, you have to leave your tribe.
第二个呢？
What about the second one?
往我所指只要指示你的地去。
So you have to go to the place that I tell you to go to.
Mm-hmm, good. 第三个呢?
What about the third?
你要叫别人得福。
Yes, you have to be a blessing and bless others.
好，第那三个应许是什么呢?
So what about the three promises that God promised?
第一个要怎么样? 神应许。
The first one?
成为大国。第二个呢?
So you will be a great nation.
要赐福给你。还有呢?
And I will bless you. What about the third?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, and I will make your name great.
没错，非常好 ，OK。所以这三个应许跟三个命令，说的是神完成他心意的一个过程。
So these three commands and those three promises actually point to a process of how God will fulfill this as a route.
神拣选亚伯拉罕是为了透过他拣选以色列人。
God chose Abraham because he wants Israelites to get to know him through Abraham.
然后拣选了以色列人之后呢，是为了让各个民族里面神拣选的人都认识神。
God chose the Israel nation because God wants other nations to get to know Him through the Israel nation.
这些人都认识神以后，成为他的子民，是为了让他们都去赐福别人。
And once all these nations get to know God, God wants these nations to become His people so they can share the blessing with others.
你看这个应许到最后，其实最后一句赐福别人是最终的目的。
So as you can tell, after I go through this process with you, the ultimate purpose is to bless others.
身为基督徒的我们，更是要带着这样的舍己的心智去完成这样的使命。
So as Christians ourselves, we really should have a sacrificial mind as we go to fulfill this mission.
从一开始的时候，我们看到，上帝创造世界原本是希望我们参与其中。
At the very beginning, we can tell when God created everything, He wanted us to be part of it.
上帝让亚当管理伊甸园。
God allowed Adam to take part in managing the Garden of Eden.
上帝让诺亚生养众多。
God allowed Noah to increase in numbers.
上帝给我们每一个人有创造力。
God gave us each one of us creativity.
让我们不只是管理，还能够参与建设的工作。
So we are just not taking part in managing, but also taking part in constructing.
我们有建筑，我们有艺术，我们有文学，这些都是参与了上帝的创造。
We have architecture, we have art, we have literature. Those are all components of creation by God.
上帝创造世界，希望我们参与其中。
God created this world because He wants us to be part of it.
可是很多时候，我们却以自我中心的方式生活。
But a lot of times we live our lives with ourselves as the center of the living.
我们想要做的就是赚钱。
All we want to do is to make money.
给家人稳定的生活。
To provide security.
如果钱已经够用，我们就想要经历生活。
So when we make enough money, we want to experience life.
那是我们狭小的个人世界。
But that's a very limited individual world that you're looking at.
真正信靠这位立大地根基的上帝，要对这个狭小的个人世界造成很大的冲击。
If you want to truly believe in the God who built this earth, your very limited individual world will be impacted greatly by Him.
所以根据我们刚刚看到的经文，基督徒的人生目的，按照上帝的心意治理这个世界，第二个祝福万民。
So based on the verses that we just went through, you can see that the purpose of a Christian life is to manage this world according to God's will and to also bless others.
人生的目的不是什么呢？
And what's life's purpose not to be about?
不是经历人生。
It's not about experiencing life.
不是留名青史。
It's not about leaving a legacy.
不是为了家人。
It's not about...Living for your family,
也不是为了自己的理想奋斗。
And it's not about living your dream too.
毛罗奇在他书上说，亚伯兰必须先离开本家本族，经过许多考验，才成为亚伯拉罕。
So the author said in the chapter that Abraham had to leave his people, his land, and through many trials to become Abraham.
哎，对 ，OK， 然后我们的生命及身份。也是要离开一切原本影响我们的价值观体系，远离我们的舒适圈，经过许多考验和学习，才有可能成为我们祝福的管道。上帝要透过我们来祝福我们的儿女和祝福这个世界，但我们要先离开本族本家那些来自世界的旧价值观。
You can just read the whole paragraph up there. Abraham, our life and our identity also need to leave behind the value systems that influence us, leave behind our comfort zones, go through many trials and journeys to become the vessel of blessing. God wants to bless our children and the world through us, but we first have to leave our country and household, those old value systems that come from this secular world.
Tricky 的地方就是价值观是很难脱离的。
But the tricky point is that it's very hard for us to leave our old value system.
他们来自我们的成长环境、家庭环境跟社会的文化。
These old value systems come from our upbringings, our family environment, and also our social environment.
所以并不是说信主之后就能够立刻跟旧价值观说再见。
Therefore, it's very hard for us to say goodbye immediately once we convert our faith into Jesus.
所以很多时候我们不小心就把上帝呢安置在我们心里的一个房间里面，想要老人家在那里歇着，然后仍然用这个世界还有我们的文化带给我们的价值观跟世界观在生活着。
That's why it's so easy, even though you believe in God now, you still put God in a very small box in your heart and have Him rest in that little.Tiny space so that you can continue to behave as you normally would as impacted by the world today.
那些旧价值观是什么呢？
And what does this old value system include?
举一些例子，可能包括了我们华人习以为常的一些观念。
Let me give you some examples. The old value system can include many traditions that we seem very that we are accustomed to.
好，我现在先讲这个我们华人，等一下也会讲。美国的一些文化。
So I will start with some of the traditions that our Chinese people are very accustomed to, and later I will talk about some of the American values that people are used to as well.
Okay, 我们在我们的价值观里面非常重要的一个观念是什么呢？就是万般皆下品，唯有读书高。
And the first example that I want to point out in the Chinese culture is that in our mindset, nothing is in comparison to having a good education.
几乎全世界的华人不管在哪里都非常注重读书跟孩子的教育。
No matter where we are as Chinese people, we consider education to be the main focus as we raise our children.
因为我们的社会从科举制度中发展出来。
Because the Chinese society and the Chinese culture was evolved from the very ancient imperial insemination system.
到了现在，我们的教育系统还是一种类科举制度。
And even for today, our education system in Asian countries are still byproducts of the imperial examination system.
圣经的教导是什么呢？是我有读书高吗？
But what does the Bible teach us? Does it teach you that education is the main focus as you raise your kids?
按照圣经的教导，应该是万般皆下品，唯有爱主高，对不对？
If you look at Bible very carefully, it actually tells you that nothing is in comparison to loving God.
马太福音二十二章三十七节，在这个律法师问耶稣律法最重要的地方是什么的时候，耶稣就说：“你要尽心、尽心、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命的第一且是最大的。”
So when Jesus was asked that what's the biggest commandment, he mentioned that in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 37, you have to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
然后呢，其次也想要就是要爱人如己，这两条就是最重要的律法。
And the second is like this: love your neighbors as yourself. And those are the most important commandments.
我们信主以后，可能还是用唯有读书高的方式来教育我们的孩子。
Even we're Christians now, we still might have this mindset that nothing's in comparison to education as we raise our children.
可能会要求他的成绩，要求他进一所好的大学。
We require straight A's from our kids, and we require Ivy Leagues for them.
还是我们会说，他念哪一所大学不是最重要的？
Or are we now actually allowing ourselves to say that it doesn't matter which college that my kid ends up to?
甚至不念大学也没有关系的，要紧的是不是他是不是爱神爱人？
Or it doesn't even matter if my kid will end up in a college. The most important part is he loves God and he loves others.
讲到这里，可能很多人心里面已经要抗议了，哈，不念大学那怎么可以哈？
Many of you might have resistance in your heart to say objection or no. How can you tell me that my kid should not be going to college?
这是我们的文化给我们的价值观，是这个社会中很强大的一种意识，几乎是我们无法反抗的。
But you know what? This is the value system that's instilled in you.Due to the contemporary culture that has been teaching us, it's such a strong awareness that nobody can resist such urge.
但我不是说读大学不对，而是说神对每个人都有不同的呼召。
I'm not saying that going to college is wrong. I'm just saying that God has different callings for different people.
我们要找到那个呼召，而不是人云亦云。
We should go and find out what our calling is instead of going to college as everybody does.
还有一些什么样的观念呢？
And what are some other examples that I can think of as for our traditions?
比如说呢，个人自扫门前雪，莫管他人瓦上霜。
There's a very old saying in the Chinese culture that each one sweeps the snow from his own doorstep and doesn't heed the frost on neighbor's roof.
这是我们华人的习惯。
That's a very traditional mindset if you look at the Chinese culture.
按照圣经的教导呢，应该是个人互扫门前雪，管尽他人瓦上霜。
If you look at the Bible very carefully, you will notice the Bible actually teaches you that you should not just sweep the snow from your own doorstep, you should also heed the frost on neighbor's roof. In other words, you should mind others' business as well.
加拉太书六章二节，你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 2.Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
很有趣的，刚刚我们看到律法师问耶稣哪一条律法最大的时候，耶稣说就是爱神爱人。
Interestingly, when the teachers came to Jesus to ask him what's the biggest commandment, Jesus mentioned that it's to love God and to love others.
然后保罗在加拉太书又说，互相担当别人的重担，就完全了基督的律法。
And here the apostle Paul said that carry each other's burden.It's through this you will fulfill the law of Christ.
耶稣跟保罗两个人都在讲律法。
Both Jesus and Apostle Paul were talking about the law.
因为犹太人的整个文化就是立基于摩西的律法上。
The reason why is because the Jewish nation, for their culture, is all based on the law of Moses.
所以保罗跟耶稣回答，也就是帮助他们脱离他们的旧价值观。
So the answers here that Paul and Jesus had for the people back then was to help them to get rid of, to break off from their old value system.
你要讲律法是吗？那我告诉你，要爱神爱人。
So you want to talk about the law? Let me tell you, the law is about loving God and to love people.
保罗也是说，你要讲律法吗？互相担当个人的重担，就是完全基督的律法。
Same for Paul. So you want to talk about the law? The law is about carrying each other's burden.
我们看到我们的同事、同学、邻居有需要的，是不是会去主动帮忙担他的重担呢？
So when you see needs from your colleagues, your neighbors, or your friends, do you take the initiative to offer the help?
还是说也不太认识我们的邻居跟同事是谁？
Or you actually don't even know much about your colleagues or your neighbors.
甚至我要问，如果你目睹有人遭到抢劫或是伤害，你会不会说莫管他人瓦上霜？
So if you encounter, let's say if you encounter a scenario of someone being robbed or someone being harmed, will you actually take the initiative to go out there and stop it, or would you just silently walk away?
那些因为内战而流离失所的人呢？如果他们想要来到我们的城市，你是赞成还是反对呢？
What about refugees, those who are fleeing from countries that are in war?Are you going to welcome them into the city, or are you going to vote objection?
我们也谈一谈美国文化。我们讲到个人主义。
All right, now it's our turn to talk about the American culture. And for American culture, I would like to take a look at individualism.
在美国，大家都很注重自己个人的空间跟自由。
And here in the U.S., we really focus that each other should have personal space and also personal freedom.
也很强调尊重别人的选择。
And we also highly regard the respect of respecting other people to have their own choice.
我们在生活里面多少也是有这种概念。
So I think all of us has this concept that we should respect other people.
那我们会不会尊重到一种程度，是明明看到罪，可是还在尊重？
But will we respect to a point that we still choose to respect even though we clearly see sin in it?
看到别人在做伤害自己的事情，也还是尊重别人的自由选择。
So when you see other people do something that harms you, will you still choose to respect them for having that choice?
自由选择这个概念是近代在北美才有的，并不是圣经的概念。
The concept of freedom of choice is actually developed recently in the U.S. It's not an original concept from Bible.
圣经讲的是人有选择。
The Bible talked about, yes, you do have a choice.
有选择也可以说是一种自由。
Having choice is also a form of freedom.
但此自由非彼自由。
But this freedom is different versus to the contemporary concept of freedom we talk today.
现在我们讲的自由是人有自由，爱做什么就做什么，只要不犯法就好了。
The contemporary concept of freedom today in the mainstream culture is that you have the freedom to do whatever you want as long as you don't violate the law.
圣经却说的是，你有自由去选择，在你的人生里做出选择。
But in the Bible, it talks about you have the free will to choose in your life.
那选择罪会带来不好的后果。
But if you choose sin, it will bring you negative consequences.
所以人应该要选择容神一人的事。
So you should be choosing something that glorifies God and also benefits others.
上述三个例子，唯有读书高、自扫门前雪跟尊重自由选择，都是我们很容易在没有察觉的情况下，就把它融入我们的思想跟生活当中。
So I just mentioned three examples. The first one is nothing's in comparison to receiving a good education. The second is mind our own business. The third one is respect and the contemporary concept of freedom. So if you think about it, you will realize that you might be integrating these concepts into your daily living without even realizing that you're doing so.
甚至指导了我们的人生的方向。
These traditions or these contemporary concepts might even be guiding the direction of your life without you yourself knowing it.
当然，我们还有很多其他的例子。
Of course, there are a lot of other examples too.
所以我们要常常思想，圣经的教导有没有带我们脱离旧的价值观跟世界观。
That's why we should constantly do a self-reflection and see if the teaching of the Bible has led us.To break off from our old value system.
还是我们成为基督徒以后，只是让神成为保护我们、赐福我们的神明。
Or are we actually turning God into an idol that blesses and protects?
那我们的人生就格局就变成没有意向，民就放肆。
If you're not breaking off from your old value system and only treats God as the idol that protects you and blesses you, then the configuration of your life will be exactly like Proverbs 29:18. When there's no revelation, the people cast off restraint.
我们回到每天的生活里来看看基督徒的使命。
All right, let's come back to our daily living to see what a mission of a Christian should be.
学生读书跟上帝有什么关联？
How is being a full-time student relevant to God?
出社会之后工作又跟上帝有什么关联？
How is being a new employee at work relevant to God?
甚至我要问，找到自己的兴趣跟热情，有一份稳定的收入，又跟上帝与永恒有什么关联？
Even I want to ask that, how is finding your passion, finding your enthusiasm, and having a secure income relevant to God?
养育孩子长大成人，跟上帝与永恒有什么关联？
And how is raising your kids relevant to God?
人生是为了求一份安定跟顺遂吗？
Is your life all about providing security?
求成功吗？
Is your life all about success?
求成就吗？
Is it all about achievement?
这样子的愿望到最后带来的会是符合上帝心意的人生格局吗？
Do you think such configuration of life will bring you into a lifestyle that pleases God?
还是到最后其实我们在求的就是自己的成功跟快乐？
Or for you, your life is more about pursuing happily ever after.
我们的信仰可以用我们的孩子，我们对孩子的期望来评估。
And our faith can actually be evaluated based on our expectation for our children.
因为我们嘴上都可以说什么好什么好，但是只有孩子会成为我们信仰的试金石。
Because we can say words as what is good and what is not, but your real action can only be tested by the way how you raise your kids, and your faith can be tested that way too.
也许我们会说跟随上帝是最重要的，理解上帝在我们人生中的旨意是最重要的。
We may be orally saying that following God's will is the most important part and knowing what he wants us to do in life is crucial.
但是我们有没有鼓励我们的孩子去寻找上帝在他生命中的旨意？
But are we actually encouraging our children to find out what God's purpose for them?
还是希望我们的孩子在一个安定的地方生活，经济上可以稳定，有一份像样的工作，最好是医生、律师、会计师。
Or are we actually expecting our children to live comfortably and to be able to provide for themselves to have a very decent job, such as a doctor, a CPA, or a lawyer?
那我们到底是为自己的目标而活，还是为上帝给予的使命而活？
If so, are we living for ourselves, or are we actually living for God?
为上帝使命而活的生命又是什么样子？
What does the life look like if you actually live for God?
我们来到教会成为基督徒，来到神面前，一开始确实可能是为了得到一些东西。
When we first came to church, when we first became Christians, when we first came to God, indeed we were hoping to receive something.
可能为了罪得赦免。
Maybe it's for our sins to be forgiven.
可能为了平安喜乐。
Maybe it's to have peace and joy.
可能为了得到督促我们的道德勇气。
Maybe it's to receive the discipline for usTo have the morality and courage.
但是当我们得到了以后，我们要回过头再把这些恩典带给这个世界。
But when we received all this grace, we should turn back and return such favor to the world around us.
这个世界是上帝创造且看为美好的。
This world was created by God and it was intended to be perfect.
差派他的独生爱子来拯救的。
And it's meant to be saved by his beloved son.
最终上帝也要带来圆满。
And it will restore to its perfection.
我再 quote 一些对不起，还没有到这里。我再 quote 一下这个书里面的一段话，他说因此基督徒不只要学习如何在这个世界安身立命，更要学习如何按照天父上帝的心意来治理这个世界。
So I'm going to use a quote from the book I read. It saysTherefore, Christians should not only learn how to live in this world comfortably, but also to learn how to manage this world according to God's will.
子曰，孔子说，行有余力则以学文。
Confucius once said that when you have leftover energy or resources, then you start learning.
华人的道德观却常常是行有余力则以行善。
In the Chinese traditional way of thinking, we are usually more like when we have leftover energy or resources, then we start have doing good things.
也就是我先好，然后有余力再去帮助别人。
In other words, it means I have to make sure I am good enough first, and then I will have spare my extra energy and resources to help other people.
但是问题就是呢，有时候我觉得我永远没有余力。
But the question is, you might realize that you will never have extra strength or resources.
这不是耶稣的教导啊。
This is not Jesus' teaching.
耶稣的教导是放下你一切所有的来跟随我。
Jesus' teaching is that you should abandon all you have and come follow me.
本来就不应该有余的，因为这一切都是属于神的。
You should not have extra because everything belongs to God.
最后我想要从这个书里面再摘录几段话跟大家分享。
And lastly, I would like to quote a couple more paragraphs to share with you.
在圣经的大叙事中，基督徒的视野从头到尾就是朝向整个上帝创造的世界。我们的生命是一种 being for the world， 是一种为着世界而存在的格局。我们为了世界存在，不是世界为了我们存在。基督徒信仰要我们面对的是，我们本来就不配有什么。如果上帝给我们才华、财富、能力，这些本来就是为着他人而存在的。我们被拣选最终的目的是舍弃自己，并且祝福整个世界。
In the biblical meta-narrative, the Christian vision is towards the entire created order. Our life is one that is being for the world. Our vision is to live for the world, not the other way around. Christians need to face the fact that we are not worthy of anything.If God gives us talents, wealth, and abilities, they are for the purpose of blessing others. We are chosen to deny ourselves and to bless the world.
他又说，华人教会传统强调个人救赎，看重读经、祷告和聚会，这些都非常重要。但是如果没有赐福万民，朝向上帝整个受造世界的清楚视野，我们很容易因为社会的混乱，为了儿女的安全走向自我保护，忘记我们最终在世上是光和盐，是为了祝福别人而活。
To continue.
哦，对不起。
The Chinese Christians stress having Jesus as our personal savior. We stress the importance of studying the Bible, prayer, and church attendance. These are all important, but if we leave out the vision of blessing the nation and facing God's created order, we may easily forget the fact that we are the light and salt of the world. Because of the chaos in the society and for the safety of our children, we forget to live to bless others.
我们身为基督徒应该有什么样的视野？还是只是关心健康、平顺、竞争力？我们会不会把神简化成我们人生苦难中的安慰而已？这些不是不重要，却要记得我们更大的使命是去爱邻舍，祝福万民。
As Christians, what kind of vision should we have? Or do we care only about health, safety, and competition? Do we reduce God to be just the comfort in our suffering?Not that these things aren't important, but we have to remember our greater mission is to love our neighbors and bless all nations.
上个礼拜是父亲节，那么作为父母，基督徒父母，我们的使命又是什么呢？
Last weekend was Father's Day, and what's the mission for Christian parents then?
然后其实说，基督徒父母的使命乃是创造环境，去培育出儿女，面向永恒上帝，胸怀世界的格局。父母最主要的责任是帮助儿女真正面对自己，面对上帝，面对这充满堕落又同时满有上帝救赎恩典的世界。基督徒父母不只是希望儿女成龙成凤，最重要的是帮助他们认识自己，认识上帝，认识所处的世界。这样的格局不是仅仅关乎如何成为人生胜利组，也不只是训练出有礼貌守秩序的乖孩子，而是关乎上帝和其浩瀚的世界，并在其中辨别出自己的位置。
The author said this: The duty of Christian parents is to nurture our children to have the vision that stands towards the eternal God and this vast world. The main responsibility of the parents is to help their children to truly face themselves, God, and this fallen world which is also filled with God's saving graceChristian parents shouldn't only hope to see their children succeed in the world, but what's more important is to help them know themselves, know God and this world. This vision has more to do with merely becoming successful or training our children to be decent and polite. It is about God and His vast world and to identify their callings in it.
不管是不是已经当了父母,
no matter whether you are parents now or
或者是你的孩子已经离家,
or your children are already grown up,
作为基督徒我们要有更清楚而广大的生命格局。
As Christians, we really need a more clear and vast vision.
那是一个更宽广的意向视野。
That is an outlook or perspective that's a lot broader.
不仅有现在更有永恒。
That does not only have present and also eternity.
不仅有个人更有社会及受造万物。
It not only has individuals but also includes society and all their creatures.
我们请 Timothy 来带我们唱回应诗歌。
And we will have Timothy to lead the response hymn.
我们来求神赐给我们一个合神心意的意象。
We pray that God will grant each one of us a vision that pleases Him.
We will sing a response song. This is a song. We will first hear Carolyn sing. This is a song from the 8th century Ireland.我非常喜欢这首诗歌，它说到了我们基督徒应有的一个视野，乃是用上帝的价值观来塑造我们的生活，我们的生命。你可以用各种语言唱，那我在台上是用英文，唯有主是我们的意象。 Be thou my vision, O LordOf my heart. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word, I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor men's empty praise. Thou my inheritance, now and always.Thou and thou only first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven. High King of heaven.My victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befalls. Still be my vision, O ruler of all. 我们 起唱三一颂。
今天有没有第一次来到我们这边的朋友们？ Anyone here for the first time who would like to meet you? 好，没有的话，有没有？